This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the 2018 Farm Progress Show. The trade dispute with China won't only be costly to the United States soybean producer, it may be costly to the Chinese, having to pay more for the beans they get. I'll talk about it coming up after this. Yeah, the crops are advancing quickly. My goodness, what a difference the heat and the moisture have made in bringing these crops along. I hear that's the case also in central Iowa around Boone, where the Farm Progress Show will be taking place this year. They put those cornfields in right at the end of April to get ready for the show at the end of August. They'll be combining out of those fields. There'll be ride and drive opportunities. They'll have tillage and stover baling demos, too, out there at the Farm Progress Show the end of August. I'm telling you now so you can already prepare, make your plans, get rooms if you need to in the area, make plans to get your camper there, perhaps, August 28th, 29th, and 30th. The dates for the Farm Progress Show, it's always that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, just ahead of Labor Day weekend. Hosted by Wallace's Farmer this year, back in Iowa. Keep track of what's going on there at farmprogressshow.com. Soybean farmers know very well how important China is to the United States, but maybe the rest of us ought to be reminded. Because since the year 2000, China has been the biggest player in the global soybean trade. That's right. For 18 years now, they have been the single largest importer in the world of soybeans, to the point where they absorb almost two-thirds of the soybeans flowing in the global trade. They use those for crushing, to feed livestock. They've had that population increase going in China for many years, and there have been the dietary changes driven by income growth and urbanization in China. Those folks want their meat, and they need the livestock fed with soybeans to bring that pork along in the biggest pork-consuming nation and biggest pork-producing nation in the world. Now, the economy there has certainly been growing, and so has the population, but that is expected to change. And China's soybean imports will slow down in their growth over the next decade. They'll continue to grow, but the growth won't be quite as rampant. Future import demand growth will be driven by continuing urbanization and a consolidation of livestock farming in that country. And the analysts looking at the situation there say Brazil is well positioned to fulfill China's additional import needs, more so than the United States and more so than Argentina. Rabobank has been forecasting that both the U.S. and Argentina will have just a limited expansion of exports into China over the next decade. Overall, the global growth in the trade of soybeans will lose steam, and it's forecast to slow down over the next 10 years again, according to Rabobank. I'll be back after this.